You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Last week, Defence Minister Judith Collins and Foreign Minister Winston Peters revealed plans to purchase almost $3 billion worth of US aircraft to replace the Defence Force's aging 757s. The five MH-60R Seahawk helicopters, manufactured by Lockheed Martin, and two Airbus A321XLR aircraft would be procured directly through the United States Foreign Military Sales Program. This week, a legal challenge against the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority, will be heard in the High Court in Wellington and will be argued on the grounds that the government breached the Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act when making the decision to establish the authority. And the Green Party recently launched a petition calling on the government to restore adequate funding to polytechnics and to reverse cuts to vocational education and training. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke with MP Ricardo Menendez March to get the party's take on all of these issues. What was the Green Party's reaction to the government's aircraft expenditure plans?
Yeah, look, there's two key issues here. One of them is, of course, we need an adequate defence force that can support our country when there's natural disasters or provide aid in the Pacific. But we should not be purchasing from the United States under the Trump administration at a time where they're tying themselves to genocidal regimes. And so we have concerns about, A, the fact that we've gone into this with this procurement process and that the government then is unwilling to spend money on things like child poverty, but is telling us just billions of dollars for defense equipment.
So just going off what you said, do you think this is an effective use of public spending, especially considering the number of public sector cuts that have come about during this government's current term?
While having a defense force fleet that can support us when there's natural disasters is important, it does reek of being out of touch with everyday priorities when the government is telling us that there's no money for things like tackling child poverty, to invest in building new state housing so that we can end homelessness, and to pay our lowest paid women what they deserve. And so on the one hand, they're telling us there's no money for the things that make people's lives better, but there's billions of dollars for military equipment. And that's really problematic and something that the Greens would change should we get into power.
Do you think this purchase indicates that the government is trying to establish closer ties with the United States and especially the Trump administration?
The government has unfortunately been seeking to tighten the relationship we have with the United States. We've seen that with the rolling out of the red carpet for the FBI office in Wellington, only for us to then be slapped with tariffs less than 24 hours after. And it just shows that this government is moving away from having an independent foreign policy and is tying ourselves more and more to the Trump administration, which is something that I think most people would be concerned about, considering the Trump administration's dismantling of democracy as well as supporting genocidal regimes like Israel.
Judith Collins said that the necessity to replace our current aircraft is based on rising global tensions, but do you think that New Zealand faces any current threats that would justify this expenditure?
The issue with Judith Collins' comments is that she's not really telling us which war are we going to be tying ourselves to. And that's not the main issue that our defense force faces, which is an inability to be able to adequately respond to natural disasters or to provide aid in the Pacific. That is a very different issue from justifying billions of dollars worth of expenditure due to, you know, quote-unquote, rising tensions. We have a role to play in the Pacific, but getting potentially embroiled in wars isn't one of those.
And how would a Greens-led government ensure that the Defence Force is up to date and guide Aotearoa in the face of global tensions?
Well, we would be procuring equipment that genuinely serves the purpose of combating natural disasters and providing aid. And we would have a procurement process that does not tie ourselves to administrations that are completely dismantling democracies, human rights, and supporting genocidal regimes. At the same time, we wouldn't accept this austerity narrative that tells us that there is no money to tackle poverty, but there is billions of dollars for military equipment.
All right, moving on to the next topic. A legal challenge against the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority, will be heard in the High Court in Wellington later this week. The case will be argued on the grounds that the government breached Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act when making the decision to disestablish the Māori Health Authority. So my next question is, where does the Green Party stand regarding the High Court case against the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora?
Yeah, all power to the people taking this case to the High Court. The arguments that I understand that they're using have both to do with the lack of consultation with Māori in relationship to the dismantling of the Māori Health Authority, as well as the fact that the government didn't put in place an adequate plan to address health inequities that Māori face. The Greens have been really clear that we would re-establish Te Aka Whai Ora, because we actually acknowledge and understand that we have to provide services that are by Māori for Māori to tackle health inequities. And no one, except the very wealthy few, benefits from having such steep health inequities in our system, because our hospitals are currently overridden by people who have been failed by successive governments, who are getting diseases that are preventable because of poverty, inequality, colonization.
Do you think this case could have a significant outcome on how the government approaches Māori health outcomes and their Te Tiriti obligations related to that?
Well, I sure hope that they're successful, but I think people should not have to take issues like these to the High Court. We should have governments that acknowledges that we need adequate plans to address health inequities, including the ones that Māori face. And so what we are focusing on ourselves is changing the government so that we can re-establish Te Aka Whai Ora and actually have a health system that serves the needs of our people, instead of toying with things like privatization that will take us down a route like the United States, where people are dying because they can't afford basic medicines.
And if the judgment of this case goes in favor of the government and against the applicants, how will the Greens challenge both the verdict of that case and the government's current policies regarding Māori health outcomes?
Well, as we've said, we're not waiting for the High Court outcome for us to be clear that we need to re-establish Te Aka Whai Ora and prioritise tackling health inequities within our system. This is why we've been clear that one of the key things that we could be investing in is on things like Māori suicide prevention programs, free GPs that are publicly owned, being delivered in communities where the health inequities are greatest. And these are the things that will make a big difference in ensuring that people are not showing up to hospital sick and in pain for conditions that could have been addressed by a GP or by having decent incomes and healthy housing.
All right, moving on to the last topic. The Greens recently launched a petition calling on the government to restore adequate funding to polytechnics and to reverse cuts to vocational education and training. Next, I'd like to ask if you can tell us about this petition and your calls in your own words.
Vocational education actually trains the next generation of our workforce that will help us build more state housing, infrastructure projects that will work with some of our most disenfranchised communities with professions like social work. And we should be investing in vocational education as opposed to dismantling it. We're really concerned that what the government is doing in the vocational education space will see several courses and faculties closing down, with jobs being lost and young people being left with fewer opportunities to enter into training and subsequently employment.
Would you say that there's strong support from the public to restore funding and reverse cuts to our polytechnics?
I think the public expects our government to be supporting vocational education. We can't have a government that both says that they don't want people being on the benefit while at the same time not investing in the very same things that give young people an opportunity to train and acquire skills that leads them into employment pathways. And so I think the public expects a strong vocational education sector and a government that is genuinely willing to fund it.
As well as direct job losses on campuses, how do you expect cuts to tertiary education to impact the job market across the whole of Aotearoa?
We know that some of the campuses that risk losing courses or closing altogether are in our rural communities. Vocational education is critical to ensuring that there's training and employment pathways for young people in rural communities as well. And we know that these are some of the areas that are facing greatest economic inequality, with greater poverty, greater homelessness, compared to the general population. And so we're really concerned about the impacts on rural communities. And this is why we need a government that is funding vocational education so we can have well-paid, well-trained tradies that are helping us build our country.
There's also been concerns from officials from the Ministry of Social Development and Ministry of Education that the demerger of Te Pūkenga, the New Zealand Institute of Skills and Technology, would lead to beneficiaries spending longer on job seeker. Is this a concern that the Green Party shares as well?
The main concern that we have in relationship to that is that the advice speaks for itself, is that it's leaving young people with less opportunities to enter into training and subsequently employment. But what this tells us is that the government's plans to address the growing number of people without those employment opportunities is to simply have more benefit sanctions, as opposed to investing in the very same things that create jobs and educational and training opportunities in the first place. And that looks like investing in the state housing build program so that there's more jobs available, and investing in vocational education institutions so that young people can enter into training.
And that was Green Party MP Ricardo Menendez-March talking to us about the government's plan to purchase $2.7 billion worth of US-made aircraft, the High Court case against the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority, and the Green Party's petition to restore funding to polytechnics.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.